Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, July 14th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. A court ruling in favor of crypto company Ripple has sent shares in other digital coin companies surging. The ruling by a U.S. District Court judge suggested that a digital token isn't a security and therefore can't be subject to investor protection laws. It's a significant blow to the Securities and Exchange Commission's efforts to regulate the industry and could buttress other crypto exchanges that are fighting similar SEC allegations. Ripple said the outcome is a major victory for the company and for the crypto industry, which has resisted SEC oversight for years. A spending fight is unfolding in Congress. Late yesterday, the Republican-controlled House passed a series of amendments to an annual defense policy bill to limit abortion access and transgender care for troops, and to defend diversity initiatives. Democrats warn those social policy measures, which are seen as poison pills to many in the party, could derail the National Defense Authorization Act, which has passed Congress on a bipartisan basis for decades. A final House vote on the spending bill had been expected today, but its timing was uncertain as of late Thursday. The U.S. should speed up arms sales and weapons deliveries to Taiwan if it hopes to prevent China from taking military action against the island, according to the Pentagon's top general. Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters in Tokyo that steps to improve Taiwan's defense capabilities should make it clear to Beijing that the cost of an attack would exceed any benefit. U.S. officials have acknowledged that billions in improved arms deliveries had yet to reach Taiwan, while a major new arms package has been delayed. China regards Taiwan as part of its territory and has said it would use military means to take control if necessary. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares were up in early trading, and U.S. stock futures have edged lower ahead of this morning's earnings from major banks JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.